We are falling plates because we are sinners and our lives are full of distractions. I was inspired to share with you all some distractions tonight that can cause you to be separated from God. I want everyone to make sure that they start the year fresh. Cele vechi s-au dus, iată că toate lucrurile s-au făcut noi. Holidays are over, but Jesus' birthday is every day, right?
Yes.
And let's look at some things that might be a distraction for us in 2014. According to Wikipedia, distraction, I'm going to read you guys the definition, is the divided attention of an individual or group from the chosen object of attention unto the source of distraction. Distraction is caused by lack of ability to pay attention, lack of interest in the object of attention, or the great intensity, novelty, or attractiveness of something other than the object of attention. Distractions come from both external sources and internal sources. In other words, things that separate us from God. Okay? So let's look at distraction number one. Do we have any mathematicians here tonight? Can we get somebody to solve this problem? Okay. Distraction number one that I chose for tonight is money. You don't need to be a mathematician to solve this problem, right? Money, you just read 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. I know Cataline mentioned this passage Wednesday, but I like to mention it again. It's in Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25 through 34. This is what Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6. Do not worry. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So what does Jesus mean in this passage? It's very simple. Do not worry and trust in God. He'll take care of us. Doesn't mean we should quit our jobs or stop making money. We just need to realize that God is more important and is much more capable of taking care of us than we are. Distraction number two I chose was media. This is probably one of the biggest distractions for me personally. I realize that I don't spend much time meditating on God's word and praying, and I say to myself, I'll do it later because the Suns game is on or because I want to watch something else after. It's so easy to get caught up in the media, and when I say media, I mean I'm referring to social media as well as internet, TV, movies, music, games, newspaper, everything, where we get our sources from. For some people, Facebook or Instagram is their huge distraction, especially last year since Instagram boom. The people move from Facebook to Instagram is the same thing. For others, it's TV or music. For me, it's sports and my phone. I don't know how many times Diana has to remind me, get off your phone, get off your phone, get off your phone. She's shaking her head, yeah. The key to overcoming the media is to be wise in what we watch, read, or play and how much time we spend with it. We should always be willing to give it up, and quite honestly, some of the things we indulge, we really need to give up. And number three I chose, distraction number three, church. In some churches, possibly ours, possibly not, people have the idea that we need to pretend to be perfect at church. We become afraid that if we show our weakness and struggles, we'll be excluded from church, as if there is such thing as a perfect church. Remember, this is a hospital. Sick people come here. Don't let that be a distraction. We're supposed to help each other, hold each other accountable, pray for each other, and love one another. We're not here to judge one another. The guy has a tattoo or the girl has an ear pierced, or we're not here. I'm not saying those are right things. I'm saying that there's a God that sees everything, and we're not here to judge. For some of us, church activities, youth groups, Bible studies can be a way of making us feel that we're okay with God, that we're right with God. And that also can be a distraction. We are right with God because of what Jesus did for us, not because how many church services or how many camps we've been to or whatever else we did for Him. To keep church from becoming a distraction from God, make sure we are pursuing God, not pursuing a church perfection. Love your brother and sister, be open to people, and don't be quick to condemn others when they fall or when they fail. Distraction number four, relationships. I don't know if you can see that picture. That's the church activity. Can relationships be a distraction from God? Every kind of relationship has the potential to fall into this category. There's so many different types of relationships. Friends, parents, siblings, spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, co-workers, bosses, whatever. We can allow any of these relationships to distract us from God. It is our relationship that we are connected with the world. It's our human nature to have them, but if we allow any of these relationships to become more important than our relationship with God, then there'll be a distraction. Remember, God tells us to love one another in 1 John 3, 11. So when we do, it is an act of obedience to Him, but don't forget about God in the process. I would have to say that the relationship with the most danger of becoming a distraction from our walk or from your walk with God would be the relationship of a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a spouse. I know you guys are my message is to the youth, but you guys are not married. I know that, but I know maybe you guys have boyfriends, girlfriends. These relationship and then nature demand the most time. And that's why it's extremely important that they are centered around God. If they aren't, you'll see your walk with God going down. In summary, relationships are extremely important, but our relationship with God is the most important. And last one for this evening, but not least, a routine can be good or a routine can be bad. Just like the other four distractions I mentioned, money, media, church, relationship can be good or they can be bad. The Bible indicates that having set times for certain things is good. David indicated that morning was the right time for him to praise God and ask for His direction. And Daniel, he prayed three times a day, and not even the threat of death made him change his routine. This is a common thing that I allow myself to get distracted all the time. Does God have a place in your daily schedule is my question for you guys tonight with this distraction. Sometimes we just squeeze God in when we have a spare time. And it's so easy to get caught up in all these things that we do, like work or eat or sleep. Or another bad routine is repeating the same prayer quickly before you eat and you don't put any meaning to it. Mulțumesc, Doamne, pentru care aceasta, rog să ne binecuvânteze. Amin. That, amin. But don't let that happen. Don't let that be a repetitive thing. Don't let that just be a routine. So make sure you spend time with God. Make sure that that's the first thing you do and not your last. Don't allow these things to get between you and God this year. If we're falling plates, we are falling plates like the video we saw. But don't let these distractions keep God from restoring you back to normal. Okay? Fratele Mihai said on Wednesday that this year is the year of holiness. Okay, do you guys remember that? The year that we get closer to God and the year that where we allow God to clean us. And tonight I pray that our youth visions that this year. Let us be a holy youth. Put away all the things that distract you from God last year and let Him work in our lives this year. Amen. Amen.